Actually, last two games, he's been 16 out of 18 on third down conversions. Not conversion, completions.
Wow.
And a lot of those have been conversions. And when we move the ball offensively, we convert on third downs. And then this week, we scored in the red zone.
Fade left to the end zone, and it's caught. Touchdown, Vikings! That's Stephon Diggs' third touchdown this year.
He had some big throws. I think he's throwing the ball in the right places. He's getting the ball out quick. Doing a lot of really good things.
You know, offensively, the game against the Bears probably had some big-time blueprint to it with the way you guys closed in the red zone in getting touchdowns and third-down conversions. So, I mean, when it works like that, it's kind of a simple game, right?
Yeah, it is. Run the ball, convert on third downs, and get in the end zone.
It seems like defensive end Brian Robinson is giving you some really, really good reps this season. Would you agree?
I do. I think he's played very well. You know, I think he had a really good game last week. Strip sack was a big momentum changer.
Goes on the deep drop. He's hit! It's a strip sack! It's Vikings ball!
He continues to play well. He's causing a lot of havoc with the offensive lines.
With rookie defensive end Danielle Hunter and his five sacks, I would imagine the 21-year-old still has a lot to learn, but is he learning stuff very quickly? Is he like jumping off the screen right now?
Well, you see his athletic ability jumping off.
Here's a big rush. Jay is sacked again. He's been sacked three times today, and that one goes to Danielle Hunter.
He's still learning a lot. He's still got a long way to go. But the thing that I noticed about him, he's not as robotic as he was earlier. You know, it was kind of paint by numbers, and now he's starting to let it free flow and just kind of let the game go. And the more that he does that, the more that he threatens with speed, the more that he uses his length and athletic ability, the better he'll continue to be.
The Vikings have some outstanding rookies this year, including Stephon Diggs. Let's take a look at some film with the head coach.
The Bears have been playing a lot of man coverage, so we caught him in a little man coverage. We're running a triple cross here.
Caught Diggs, angles to the left hand five, leaks it for the end zone, touchdown Vikings!
Kyle does a nice job of creating separation. You got Jarius in the slot as well, and then Mike Wallace is clearing out on top. And so this is a nice easy read. Teddy's reading the middle of the three guys, and then they were supposed to cut with the safety and he's supposed to jump Diggs, but they didn't do it. And the good part about this was that
Wow. He
decided that he was going to get in the end zone regardless. And so
he had some good determination.
That's exactly right. And we did a nice job with the determination here. Khalil's got Willie Young on the backside, and Asiata's got McClellan as the linebacker. So, you know, it's good protection, nice design of the play by Norv. Called it the right time, really, and then a good finish by Diggs.
That's terrific.
This particular play was another important part of the ball game because they had moved the ball some. We got into a little look where we were trying to show a pressure coming off the edge, but the key to this one was Sharif Floyd getting penetration on the guard, Slauson. And then, as you see, Hunter comes off the ball. He does a nice job. Probably could have taken it up one more step and then worked back inside, but it was a nice job. And then you see the game works nice with those two guys. So that was big to get him in second and 19 from there. This is mostly speed. The key to it is Sharif is getting penetration through the seam.
Yep.
He ends up clearing his hips through. And then once he's through, then and actually Hunter does a nice job of using his hands. You see him slap the two hands of the offensive tackle, and then he accelerates. And then Cutler sees him and runs back into Sharif. So it ends up being a nice half a sack apiece.